time to talk business and finance, and it's been a fairly brutal day for investors. Around $61 billion wiped off the Australian share market after 2 days of heavy falls on Wall Street. Patrick Cummins, senior markets writer for the Australian Financial Review, joins us. We've seen heavy falls in Asia and Europe as well as on Wall Street. Give us a sense of the scale of this.
Yeah, sure. On Wall Street, I suppose, is the most interesting thing. And just to set the context, what we've had is this incredibly long period of calm in markets, where share markets have just gone higher, and we really haven't had a sell-off for a very long time. For example, on Wall Street, the US share market hasn't lost more than 5% in over a year. And then on Monday night, they had that almost in one night. So what we've had is this kind of sudden burst of volatility and falls on share markets.
2017 was unusual in that we saw essentially 12 months of solid market gains without a major correction. Was this in some ways inevitable or overdue?
I think this was both inevitable and overdue. Really, it was a question of when, and I think it just kept getting stretched further and further. And volatility and sell-offs, they work as a way to release pressure, you know, in the system and in financial markets. And when you haven't had it for such a long time, it just builds and builds until you get to this point where we are perhaps now, where it's something, and it can be something quite innocuous, can spark a lot of selling because people are ready to sell. Things are expensive and they're kind of eyeing the exit anyway. And then something happens like, okay, now we better go. So I think that's what's happened.
What is the scale of losses likely to be in Australia for super funds and the so-called mum and dad investors?
Well, at this point, it's very early days. I mean, we've had two days of falls, so now the Australian share market is a little bit down for the, you know, in 2018. It was a very strong year last year, like you said. I mean, you would have made over 10% probably from Australian shares. So a couple of days of losses, while shocking, just because we haven't had, you know, any falls for such a long period, it can be quite shocking. At this point, it's not like you've lost a lot of money in your portfolio or you need to, you know, run for the exits.
A few market commentators, you know, have penned pieces today, have been commentating, obviously, throughout the whole day. It's been such a big story. And they're telling investors this is not the time to start selling their shares. Mm. Is that sound advice?
Well, yeah. I mean, it depends. If you've made a lot of money out of shares in the last year or two, then it's probably not a bad moment to consider whether you want to have that much money in shares. But it's not time to change your investment strategy. I think that's kind of key. If you've got goals and long-term goals, it's the maths hasn't suddenly changed that you need to totally sell out of shares and go somewhere else to achieve those goals. But I think it's a moment where around the world, it's not just, you know, everyday investors, retail investors, it's also the professionals. They're thinking, boy, you know, is this the time when I just need to pull back a little bit? So, no, I mean, yeah, I think any knee-jerk reaction to a move in the markets is rarely going to be a good idea.
The global economic outlook is pretty solid at the moment. Yeah. Are there any underlying conditions that might suggest this is the start of something perhaps more serious?
No, that's a really good point. We seem to be at a point in the economic cycle where things are on the up. And that really started last year. And suddenly, you know, it wasn't just the US that was growing, then Europe joined and China keeps going. And you know, and even Australia, even though we're lagging a bit, we're still doing well. So we have this broad economic upswing. And that's still going. What's triggered the falls is not so much bad news. It's good news. It's people, wow, the US economy is doing so well. Wages are growing faster than we thought. Oh, maybe the interest rates are going to go up now. And maybe, you know, the central bank support, which has been so crucial to financial markets since the GFC, maybe we need to start taking that seriously, that that's not going to be there, you know, in the coming 12 to 18 months.
Well, of course, there was interest rate news too today and not much movement there, of course.
No, and that got totally lost in the excitement elsewhere.
I'm glad we mentioned it, actually. We've just got enough time.
We just shoehorned that in the last minute.
Remember when that was a big deal? But again, you know, any surprises there?
No, I mean, so far, no. I think some economists were thinking, oh, maybe we'll get a move earlier, you know, the first half of this year, maybe a long-awaited hike. But they've kind of recast. Inflation numbers just aren't strong enough at the moment. They've pushed it back to later this year. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, who knows? But I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, rates stayed steady for the entire year.
Patrick, thank you so much for joining us.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks.
Patrick and Patricia, how about that? Practically the same name. It's just the only difference is the Lady Doritos. Patrick Commons there, Senior Markets Writer for the Australian Financial Review. This is RN Drive. Stick with us. Lots still coming up, including in the drawing room, a very special George Michael edition. You're going to love it, I promise you. It's news time at 7.